Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. Today I want to tell you something that I heard in the USA when I was in America in 2019. Americans, white Americans, need to get over the guilt trip. The whole business about the Indians and slavery and all that nonsense. Whites have got to get out of their guilt trips everywhere. The Germans need to cut out the nonsense about the Holocaust. The whites in Africa need to cut out the issues to do with racism. And you guys in America must forget about stuff about slavery and the Indians. America is actually the greatest conquest that the white race has ever managed to achieve. In our history, the conquest of America and Canada is the greatest achievement in the history of our race. And the manner in which the whites of America, Canada, Australia also saw to it that the only immigrants into their countries were other whites. That is fantastic. But now everyone's being misled by the Jews on a massive scale. And you guys must be proud of what you've done. In terms of our history, if you're a pagan or a national socialist, you will be proud of conquest. You'll be proud of gaining additional territory. Guys like Alexander the Great and Julius Caesar were taught that this is what you must do. And those men craved, white men used to crave conquest. They wanted it more than anything else. And by having that craving, that is why our race is awesome. And we must not let this nonsense get in the way. We're reaching a point where we've got to take off the gloves, throw away any sense of morality, and angle just for power, raw power, military power. That's all that matters. Power in all its forms is all that matters. Everything else is insignificant. And if you don't have raw power, you are going to be conquered. You are going to be dominated. You will lose your country. Anyway, I heard this fascinating story from an old American. He told it to me on more than one occasion when I was in the USA. He couldn't give me any references, and I myself didn't come up with any ideas of how to find actual textual references to what I'm about to tell you. So I'm merely going to tell you exactly what he told me as best I can remember. And I hope somebody can do some digging, because this would be a very interesting story. But the whites of America have done all sorts of things, and in their own way, they can be extremely cunning in a nice kind of a way, a backhanded kind of a way. And make no mistake, other whites are just as cunning in other ways. Even the Boers, whom you think are always just playing the game of goody two-shoes, they can also be pretty cunning when they want to be. Don't write off the whites of South Africa yet. Anyway, so here's the short story. The story is that in the early 1920s, very possibly round about 1923, the whites in Florida wanted the area known as Palm Beach. But the problem was that blacks lived on Palm Beach. I'm not sure the state of their houses or what properties they had, whether it was shacks or whatever it was, but blacks lived in Palm Beach. Possibly the whites had ideas of what you could do with Palm Beach, and maybe they had property development ideas. Maybe they just saw that this is a great place and they and others would like to live there. Actually, let me just pause on that point. My youngest sister, she has remarked many times in my life, she said to me, "Look at all the beautiful places where the blacks live." And make a note of that. Look at the many islands and places where blacks live, and you'll see how beautiful it is. Blacks live in some of the best territory on earth, including here in South Africa. On the East Coast in Natal, it's a fantastic place. The blacks live close to the sea. The vegetation is luxuriant. The climate is warm. It's wonderful. Go look at all the islands in the Bahamas. Look at West Africa. Blacks have got wonderful, wonderful places they live. East Africa. Just go and look at the countries and territories they live in. It's fantastic. Meanwhile, whites live in ice, snow, even desert, even semi-desert. It's not always the case that the white man lives in the greatest places. In fact, in our ancient history, we come from some of the nastiest places you could ever live. Glacial, ice age Europe, 20,000 years living in the ice. That's where we come from. While the blacks lived a wonderful, soft life in Africa. And scientists themselves have remarked at this many times. Anyhow, in one way or another, the blacks occupied Palm Beach and they lived there. So these whites wanted to get Palm Beach and they came up with a pretty cunning plan. And the whites went to the blacks and they invited them to a party. And the blacks were all very happy to go to this party. And they partied into the night with lots to eat and lots to drink. But meanwhile, the whites sent some of their bad boys to the homes of the blacks. And while the blacks were partying, the bad white boys set fire to their houses and they burned them all down. When the blacks got home from their partying, everything was burned to the ground. And so the blacks ended up leaving Palm Beach, and the whites took over Palm Beach. The guy who told me this said to me that we should try and look in publications from round about 1923 from that area. And maybe we'll find some references to this event. But that was the story that he told me. And I like the story because I no longer care about these other races. I've seen what they can do, I've seen their attitude. If they could destroy us, they would in an instant. If they could dance on our corpses, they will do so without hesitation. We whites are losing everything, and we in Africa have lost most everything. But we're not quite finished yet. The last battle has yet to be fought. However, the time is coming. We whites, all of us, we must set out to win. And we must do it by any means imaginable, any trick. Anything. We must set out to win at all costs, regardless. So don't feel guilty about anything. We should high-five each other and we should do whatever we need to do. by any means, fair or foul. But white males need to start winning everywhere. These are my websites, historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.